was a great season of Beauty and the Beast. I really appreciate all the love, all the comments from the fans. And I really enjoy bringing my personal life into your living rooms or your computer or your phone. I remember how it all started.
Mike.
What?
Why in the fuck are you in the back seat?
Dad, I'm trying to look important, man.
Important for who?
For this, for Catalina. Hey, hey. Baby.
Should I act like I'm happy to see you?
Yeah, or? You are happy to see me. Are you okay?
No,
you get a bag?
Hey, I'm sorry, madam. I'll take your bag.
The first day I went to pick up Carolina from the train station. He's got everything, come on.
How are you?
You'll close it, let him close it. Shit, let me. How was your trip?
It was good.
The dumbest thing I probably did was ask my friend Sean Larkins to be my driver.
Hello, madam. My name is Bentley. I'll be your driver for the evening. Welcome to Wilmington, Delaware. Mr. Blackston here has asked me to escort you on throughout the city in any site you would like to see.
When we get to the house, we'll get rid of him. Okay. I'll hire a new driver. Yeah, it's two guys. Mm. And they're both with you right now, I'm telling you that much.
It's no silicone, it's all natural.
No, seriously?
Yeah, seriously. You see?
Let me see. Can I try the other
one? Do you know the difference between...
Yeah, I know the difference. Yeah, I would suck out of fake ones. Let me see.
But that's good enough.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, seriously.
Seriously? Not for real.
Yeah.
This is the part where you really become a driver.
Like,
how about that? My mom, Carolina, came to the house and I introduced her to my son. Take her bag up. Stop. Calm down. Take her bag upstairs. Go that way. Go that way. Don't go. The lady just cleaned up the house. Go that way.
I'll be in my quarters, sir.
Yo.
I think he didn't like me.
She was so beautiful that she had him all looking retarded. I remember cooking dinner for her.
Tonight, I celebrate my love for you. Carolina!
Hey.
It's only 30. I just don't know what to do.
Oh, wow.
Yes, come on.
And the best part about dinner was when she deep-throat the rice.
Oh, you know what, I'll kill you.
We really enjoyed our time together on our first visit. You know, but she didn't give me any ass. So as soon as she walked out of the house, I had some company. Goodness.
How are you?
Good. And then she scared me with this phone call that I would never forget. Come and get you now? What train station? So you're at the same train station, of course, yes. Candid was a great company. We enjoyed our time together.
I've had this bottle of champagne for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And I've been saving it just for a special occasion.
But nothing didn't happen because Carolina was on my mind. You know, but then it was a point where I sat down and thought about Carolina, you know, trying to think what kind of woman was she. Before you saw the house, what did you give me?
6.
And now what do I have?
10.
Will you dance with me?
Well, should I answer that question?
Who's cuter, him or me?
Him, definitely.
You know, I thought about a lot of the things that I asked her while she was here. And the answers she gave me, I don't know if she was trying to be funny or that's how she really felt out of her heart. But regardless of the fact, I decided to introduce her to my kids.
Hey.
I want you to be at your best behavior today, okay? I have a very special friend coming in town and I want you to meet her. Be very, very good.
Is mommy more beautiful than her?
And what did she do when I tried to introduce her to my kids? She stood me up.
Where's Carolina?
It's a no-show.
She wasn't there?
No, and I waited for 2 trains.
She's not at the train station?
No.
You guys have been in my life. You know, you've been watching me every Friday and Saturday. You know, we became cool. y'all like my homies and my homegirls and my sisters and some of y'all girls out there. I feel like y'all my wives and I'm your husbands, you know. You know how I wild out on my Black Friday show. Y'all remember when I hired a bodyguard, Big Rich? Remember Big Rich? I hired this nigga to protect me, but all this nigga did was...
Be quiet, guys.
A lot of people felt like I should have fired him. They didn't really feel like he really had my back because all he cared about once again was. You know, but I just needed a muscle around. I was clowning on people too much, you know. But the most important thing to me was my children. And I brought my kids, got them dressed up in their best outfit I found in my house.
Carolina lied to my daddy. We got dressed for nothing.
We were nice clothes for nothing.
Man, my dad got me wearing this stupid blazer thinking that she's gonna come.
Daddy's gonna get a new girlfriend. She's gonna be nice to daddy.
She stood me up. I felt like, you know, the relationship was over. I started to do my thing. I got my stick. I just got hit in the hole, right? Right. She's good.
Okay, you're the winner. Let's play something else.
Before I open this bottle right now, I'm gonna tell you this is
Mike. Don't come at me with no 10-year-old bullshit.
As soon as I decided to do my thing, she made a surprise visit.
Hey, hello. Is Mike here? I'm sorry about what happened last weekend. I mean, I had an emergency and I couldn't call you. So I just decided that I want to surprise you. You know, whatever happened last weekend, just wanted to apologize.
She even went as far as almost getting into a fight.
Bitch, first of all, I don't have to
bitch?
Tell you. Bitch?
Bitch. Why are you calling me bitch for?
Like I said, I'm here with Mike.
God. Oh my.
Mike?
Yes.
What's going on? What's wrong here?
Babe.
To straighten your girl, because this is not like a fucking Listen. Personal problem.
After the fiasco with Kiana, me and Carolina made up. She finally made it to the house. She finally met the kids. You know, even though my kids showed her how they felt about her standing me up.
This is just a fun game.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing? Where are you guys going? Huh? Where are you going? Oh my gosh, it's dark. Come on, help me, help. This is not fun. I'm not really having fun right now. Like, guys, please help.
We made up, we was happy again. The latest thing that happened was the audition that I held in New York for my next movie, The Bill Collector.
What?
I got fired, baby. Sweetheart, I mean, you're still pregnant, right?
Are you serious? You got fired?
I got fired.
And I just got pregnant?
You just got pregnant?
How are we gonna,
I don't know. I mean, maybe can you go on welfare for a little bit?
We really had a great time. She was a great actress. She played her role right.
I have to audition a few more people, so, you know, I might have to just stay the night. But here's my room key. I'm staying at the Marriott on 40th Street, room 245.
Right. Okay.
Just, if you're not doing nothing afterwards.
Well, yeah. I don't think it's gonna happen, because I gotta work.
All of a sudden, you know what happened.
Surprise!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Carolina! Carolina, just wait a minute!
Well, that's said and done. You know, stay tuned for season 2. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know if she's gonna forgive me and come back in my life, or I'm just gonna find somebody else. But, you know, I hope she forgive me for this, and hopefully, I'll see you next season.